for WCL.
UCL, Whiskey, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango.
U4JET, hello, Matthew, K4WCL. You out there taking a sun bath today?
More degrees, this would be wet snow coming down, and I could swear I see some wet snowflakes in this mix right now.
First of all, there's a winter weather advisory for all the counties in North Carolina that border South Carolina, so it was 39 when I got up. It's 37. I just looked at my thermometer remotely. Yeah, a couple degrees difference. It could be a mess.
Did you come up this morning? Did you come up last night?
We came up last night. Got in a little bit later than normal. Lori had to drive to work because she went to grandparents' day for the oldest grandson. So she went right from work and then went right back to work. And so I had to wait for her to come home. So we were about a half an hour later than normal. But we still got out and did our exercise thing. And not been too busy because of the weather. Not only the weather today, but all next week there's like a 60% chance of rain. So most of my contractors are not putting anything on the board right now. They'll probably wait to see what the weather report brings. Hang on a second, I got a text coming in. Just a flood warning for home. Yeah, we've had about an inch of rain so far. When did you get back from your trip?
A little earlier, yesterday. So that was nice. I got home about 12:30 yesterday afternoon instead of 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So that was good. That was a good deal because things were starting to get a little heavy in Atlanta for the weekend travel and the approaching weather. So I was glad to get out of there because I think the afternoon flights were going to be tough to get on.
I guess you flew down and didn't drive down. I didn't hear you on the repeater.
I ended up flying down, rolling the dice, as we say, and flying down, and it worked out fine coming back too. The next trips, most of them probably look good for flying down because I start later in the day, so that's helpful. But we'll see. But I don't do that till next Wednesday.
You can fly and not have to drive because, like I said, the weather's going to be very wet next week, and you know how bad Atlanta traffic is. It gets multiplied exponentially when it's raining.
There's truth to that, and any time I can avoid it, I'm happy to avoid it, no doubt. But yeah, real good. I had to do a return at Home Depot because I got something that was delivered. I made the mistake of having it delivered to the house, and it's a large item. And I tell you what, if you ever order online from Home Depot or any of these places, if it's a fragile or a large item, get it delivered to the store because it's like every time it shows up, it's broken or damaged, you know. So it's just, and it's not so much UPS as it is the poor packing that they do.
I tend to shy away from buying large things just because of what you said. But we did buy a television and had it delivered to the up here. And it came in one piece. I was surprised. But I think we bought it from Walmart, but had it shipped. Well, no, it wasn't available at the store. But, you know, for something like that, if I know I can bring it back to the local store, I'll do that. But, yeah, I agree with you. That was damaged.
I'm redoing my daughter's closet for her, and it was a centerpiece that had shelves and drawers that I was going to put on in the center of the closet and then build around it myself. And that idea didn't work out too well because of the two long pieces for the sides. I mean, they buckled it right, they were busted right in half. It was horrible. And I learned my lesson once before this, having it, and I thought, maybe I'll get it delivered to the house one more time, and that was clearly a mistake. So that sets that project back another couple weeks.
I mean, you're looking for is not available in the store?
A third-party provider through the Home Depot site.
Well, I'm sure your daughter will be happy to have a new closet. When the kids finally moved out, I took a bedroom and turned it into a closet for Lori. And, that's like her little domain. She's got a dresser in there, a mirror. She's got a closet in her closet. A TV. I'm surprised she leaves that room.
She gets the closet, you get the ham shack. That was very nice of you to do. Don't let my wife hear that one.
Funny that you said that, because that particular room was my original ham shack at home. And, when we got married and her and the kids moved in, that became her daughter's room. And then when both kids finally moved out, I was like, I think I'm going to set my ham shack back up in that room. She said, no, you're going to make that into my closet. I was like, no. But you know who won that argument?
Clearly. Probably a good thing, though, because it certainly helps keep the peace, too.
She does have a lot of clothes and a lot of shoes. My wife lives to get dressed up. She wears like a different outfit to work every day. I think she told me when she worked for AT&T for 19 years, she never wore the same outfit twice. I came home, what day was it? Wednesday. It was Wednesday, I believe. She goes to see the grandkids on Wednesday. I went up to the area where I go walk. I came home. There were three very, very, very large boxes on the front porch, and they all said Kohl's on them. So I sent her a text. I said, "You expecting something?" She said, "Oh, just a couple pairs of shoes." I would believe there was probably at least 10 pair of shoes in those three boxes.
Smoke, that's a lot of shoes. I'm thankful. It's funny you mention all that, but my wife got the opportunity to work from home 2 years ago, and I can imagine we've saved a lot of money in that deal, all around.
CL, she would love to work from home, but they will not let her. And then she opted for the 4-day-a-week, so that's not too bad, but yeah, that would save. She doesn't go through a lot of gas. She only has to drive, I think it's 12 miles each way. The clothing department. Although, my wife's a really savvy shopper. She gets most everything on a sale. She's a pretty good shopper. She won't pay retail for anything. We're both pretty frugal. So, I can't really complain. When we first got married, about 7 years into the marriage, we had, I guess you call it the 7-year itch, the 7-year whatever. And we separated for a few months. And, we ended up getting back together. It was fairly temporary. But in that time, we both established our own checking accounts. So when we got back together, we decided we were both going to keep our own checking account, keep the joint account that we already had in place. So, she spends her money. I spend my money. I don't look at her credit cards when they come in. She doesn't look at my credit. Well, she does look at my credit card statements, but she doesn't say anything. And she's like, "Hey, that's your money. If you want to buy radios with it, go ahead." So it works out pretty good for us. You know, we both feed the joint account as necessary to pay bills, but it probably wouldn't work for all couples.
Pretty reasonable. I mean, you know, you're still contributing, both contributing, so why not? Whatever works. You got to look at it that way. Whatever works. That's true. You know, I on the frugality side, I was a little annoyed with this whole delivery thing going wrong. So I got $50 off the next one, and I got it delivered to the store. So at least I can open the big box when I'm at the store and make sure it's good to go.
And have they given you a date yet?
So Peter's a little weak today in this heavy precipitation. Yeah, try that again, John. Sorry.
I had to start my truck. I've been sitting here in front of the Southern Home Liquidators. I didn't feel like going in and dealing with all that. But Lori just jumped in the truck. So hold on. Let me back out of this parking space here. Had a big 2500 truck parked next to me, and I was backing up, and I couldn't see if there was anything coming from that direction. So, anyways, let me get out of the parking lot here. Parking lots are the most dangerous place to drive.
There's some truth to that, but try being in the back of a hotel shuttle on a regular basis. That's pretty scary too.
Guy that drives the hotel shuttle.
There's various hotels, and many have black car service and, you know, professional drivers, and then we have the hotel shuttles drivers, which aren't professional. So that's some scary stuff.
Imagine. I will say this, as much as I love South Carolina, I don't think there's much driver training in South Carolina. I'll just leave it at that.
I tend to agree with that, but I think I see it everywhere, truthfully. So I think it's the distractions, John, you know, the cell phones, et cetera.
It's why, you know, I grew up in New York, and there ain't a whole lot I'd say that New York does better than the rest of the country. But at least you had to take your road test on city streets. You know, I don't know what it's like here in South Carolina, but in Georgia, you don't even have to, you can get your driver's license having never driven a car on a public street. Well, that may be different now because the kids coming up have to do so many hours of driver ed. That started about the time Lori's kids were driving age. But before that, you know, but they still give the test in a parking lot. And you just have to, like, maneuver the vehicle around cones and whatnot. You know, when I took my driver's test at 16, we drove on the street to White Plains, New York.
I did that in New Jersey as well. I remember it to this day. It is different. I know they didn't. But my daughter's in Michigan. I will say this: in Michigan, they actually did drive a car in the local neighborhood. The driver instructor was tough. They had to go through the roundabouts, and there's a double barrel roundabout up there that they have to take them through, which is pretty crazy. And I won't tell you how many times I had to take my daughter through that to get her to understand it. But three digits, though, as far as how many times I had to go through that roundabout with her during my driver training.
Tell me, when her kids got their license, they had to get on the street. So maybe they've changed it. But I know there used to be a time where they took their road test in a parking lot. So, yeah, I could see, you know, they got a lot of those big double lane roundabouts up in Cape Cod, and we were up there, oh God, it's probably been 10 years ago now, but we went on a whirlwind tour of New England that Hurricane Sandy cut short. But yeah, those big double lane roundabouts, they are a little bit intimidating.
They are intimidating, and this is worse yet. Okay, this is like a figure eight double barrel, double lane roundabout. So I don't know what else to call it, but it's two roundabouts on top of each other. So I call it a figure eight with double lanes. Try doing that and try teaching that to a new driver. Holy smokes! Oh, it was one of the first in the country. They put it in Michigan. It's in Green Oak Township. If you Google Green Oak Township, Michigan roundabout, it's got to come up. I mean, because I printed out materials for my daughter to study to try to figure it out. I did that roundabout probably 99 times with her before I felt that she could probably even maneuver it on her own or with a driver instructor.
Just think about how many extra miles you put on your vehicle just trying to teach her how to navigate the roundabout. Yeah, you know, they're getting pretty popular in Georgia, but I don't know of any two-lane ones in our area. But, you know, they keep the traffic moving pretty good. I don't think it's a horrible idea. I remember when they first came out, a lot of people were not real happy about them. But, hey, man, I'm in Walmart. I'm going to drop Lori off in front because she keeps telling me that if she gets wet, she's going to melt. Bye, honey. And I'm going to go park the vehicle and get wet. So I'll make this my final 73 for now. This is K4WCL. Stay dry, man.
Good talking to you. Be careful out there. We'll talk some more later. Enjoy it. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. 73, John. See ya.
See how busy Walmart is. I figured on a rainy day, most people say, you know, bag it. I have to go to the other side of the parking lot to find somewhere where I don't have to walk 15 miles. I usually don't mind. I usually park away from the store intentionally just to get some extra exercise, but I really don't want to get soaked either. See you, man. I'm parking. K4WCL.